I've seen plenty of people pick.
I'm a big nose picker. No, I'm a blower.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about with your nose, though?
Yeah. That too.
Welcome to Bad Counsel, where Greg, Tim, Katie, Bert, and Mike freely give advice to their listeners' questions. Now let's be clear. These five are in no way qualified to give any advice. So, take it or leave it. Consider that your disclaimer. Now, on with the show.
Let's hear more about that ranch bird.
Yeah.
Is it in the genital region at all?
No, just on my head and face.
I'm so interested in Bert's genital region.
Very I did get a genital, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
So I'm allergic to sulfa drugs, right?
Me too.
And I took one, and I got hives all over my torso and groin. It was really bad.
Sulfa drugs suck.
Yeah, it wasn't that. I didn't have to go to the hospital, but it was pretty gross.
Yep.
Gross.
Ew. Oh, I'm pretty gross. Ew. I'm eating gross shit.
So
our
I told the dog slobber story. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Yeah, poor little Winston had surgery on Tuesday morning.
Oh, what happened?
He had like 5 teeth extracted, a couple molars, and he's got a squish faced little dog.
Yeah.
And he's got a tiny little mouth. So, like, they had to put him under. It was a big surgical thing. And he's on pain meds for 10 days.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I'm having to like force pain meds on him, but you can see right when they hit, he gets that like chill.
Starts playing video games.
Yeah. I'll watch anything on TV.
Yeah. But having to like.
Angel boy.
Greg calls him Angel Boy. But trying to pry his little mouth open when he's just had oral surgery to get a pill. Oh my God, I'm like a monster. So he gets mad at me temporarily and he won't talk to me for like an hour after this.
he won't talk to you?
Well, he won't like look at me.
Does he already
does interact?
He doesn't do the look at you and pee thing that he does with your mom.
No, he doesn't hate me good. That much. Not like how much he hates my mom.
That's funny.
Katie, what did you study in college? What was your major?
Business management and marketing.
Business management marketing. You know, I was listening to you speak last week when you were talking about the drugs that you take for your migraines. And then I've heard of other drugs that you've taken and other. You are a very knowledgeable drug user. And
I
you
am.
Really, you fire those medications off like a pre-med student. Like I was just like, wow, I couldn't even pronounce that or even attempt to spell it. And you're just like, I take this. I have this on the shelf for that. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, you know, I have a kid who's grown up with like every autoimmune on the planet, and she's on so many different meds. Like every commercial we see on TV, sense. I'll go, oh, well, we tried that one. That was like $2,500. That was not, Ooh. That was a cheap one. No, the expensive ones are like $7,500 a month. Luckily, all those drug companies have those nice little savings cards they give you. But when you see what they actually would try to charge you, oh my God.
Anyone who works in the pharmaceutical industry is a monster.
I knew he was
going to be. Yeah, absolutely are.
You fired him up.
I mean, that's why I got to go all over the world to figure out how we can fucking better poison our customers and steal their money.
So
I mean,
awesome.
It's what I do.
Job. What a job.
Oh, this really helps people avoid death? Oh, great. They're really going to
jack up the price.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That's why I grew a mustache so I could twist it.
Terrible.
Yeah. I might quit and go work for like a McDonnell Douglas or like or the military industrial complex. That's where my kid works.
Just a McDonald's.
Death right there.
Right.
And then I start my new job tomorrow morning. So I'm
nice. All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hopefully I'm feeling, I mean, like 72% right now. I'm hoping for 72. At least 80 before tomorrow morning. It's just like a battery charge. Day. I just want like 80%.
Do you have to actually go there?
Like, yeah,
you
have I do.
To, oh. Are you going to let them know you had the, as my employees in Atlanta used to call it, the COVID?
You know, this is a discussion that we've had with several people. I'm following the CDC guidelines.
Yeah.
Which say on the sixth day, or if you've been fever free for 24 hours or more, or if your symptoms are improving, and I have all three of those things. Yeah. So I'm past the line on all of those. So I don't think I need to disclose.
If you're going into a facility that has older people, I think maybe I would disclose that.
No, you know, just to be in an office with young
people. Yeah, right. Then it's probably not a big deal, right?
Fuck that.
Right. Yeah. You could make a swing by your old job, though, if you want. Just cough around a little bit.
I thought about last week. If I could have dragged myself out of bed, I would have gone over there and knocked on some doors and just been like.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know exactly what room that's number awesome. Two, right?
Exactly.
What'd you say, Goose? Lick the doorknobs? Is that?
Just go around, lick doorknobs, spit on everything.
All the elevator buttons. That would be my first thought.
Spit into your hand,
say.
Right? And then rub it on there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to taste the elevator buttons.
Just spit on everything.
Though. Just put Q-tip up your nose and like wipe it on the elevator.
I have all these swabs in my hand.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Would you rather lick the elevator buttons on a, say there's a kindergarten upstairs on the second floor? Would you rather have an Alabama Hot Pocket?
Come on, nobody wants to do that.
I'm licking the elevator buttons. Those are just
children. I don't have a vagina, so.
What was that? Well,
I don't have a vagina, so I don't know how I'd get a Hot Pocket. Isn't that...
You have a Boston vagina.
What is my prison wall vagina?
I had a job one summer. They cleaning like they would hire kids before they were 16, and I had a job like cleaning the school, like to go and like we had to clean out the lockers and we had to clean out every desk in the fucking in Scott Avenue Junior High building. Greg, yeah. We had to scrape all the boogers and cum.
Oh, that's gross.
It was totally
so
gross.
Jesus. Oh, that is so disgusting.
Yeah, it was bad.
Would you make a bet like to someone, and if they lost, they would have to eat whatever you took off that desk?
Oh, no. I would never bet with anyone that did that.
Would you rather eat what came off the desk, or would you rather lick the elevator buttons?
Elevator buttons.
Elevator buttons.
Elevator buttons. Elevator buttons in the bracket
I can go lick our elevator buttons right now. It doesn't really bother
me. And plus,
me.
They get cleaned every day. We have like a cleaning staff that cleans the elevator.
Yeah.
I was going to say, a place I worked at before was a company where they had drivers. It was a trash hauling company, and they would do driver training every so often in our building. And whenever it was driver training week, you go into the bathroom, and at the urinals, there were always snots wiped on the wall. What is with guys that, when they're just peeing, they have to pick their nose and wipe it on the wall? But
why would you wipe it on the wall? So wipe out some paper.
You wouldn't see it for like 2-3 weeks. Then they'd have a training class come in and just be boogers all
week long. The boogers are back.
The boogers are back.
It's just gross. I don't know why people do that.
We got Katie right there.
You're in a song.
Yeah, right.
Greg, get a work on it.
Like my boyfriend's back,
or the boys are back in town,
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Back in town.
Yeah.
There's boogers on the urinal.
Of course, every so often one of them would be a little bloody, but I just
come on.
Yeah, get too aggressive there, man. You're gonna get a bloody one.
Who can make Tim gag the most?
That's just gross.
That's gross.
Oh, come on, Tim. You never picked a booger and it like bled. You never did that your whole life. You're 50 years old. You've been on the earth for 50 years.
When you
five
look up
decades.
To the right, it means that you're about to tell a lie. Body language watching you.
So is that the right, or is that the right?
His camera's on reverse, though. We can't tell.
That's my right?
Isn't it?
Or that my right?
Look, I love
no,
Tim
the other
has,
way.
Tim has to feign that he has to really think about it. Have I ever? Yeah. And see, let me.
I'm not a nose picker. I mean, I've blown my nose, sure. Yeah, and there's been blood in there. But, seeing a bloody booger is not.
You get off an airplane. It's totally dry, right? You've been there on an airplane for a cross-country flight. Your nose is all dried out with a bunch of boogers. You don't pick your boogers?
I go into the bathroom,
yeah.
It was a tissue picket, but yeah. Sure. I'm not a nose picker either.
Yeah. I'll pick my nose, man.
I remember the first time
I should be private about it, right?
I know plenty of people that do, yeah.
You ever see a kid when you were younger pick it and eat it?
Yeah, yes. Man.
Oh, yeah. Spalding?
Kids do that. What the fuck?
Actually, I was, oh my God, this is so gross. I was in my car one day, just in a, just driving through a traffic.
Yes, in traffic, I see people picking their nose at red lights.
I'm at a red light. I turn this woman in a minivan. Her finger is way up her nose. It comes out. It goes into her mouth. She turns, sees that I'm staring at her, and she kind of rolls up her window and turns her head. I was looking. Oh, I was right in her fucking mouth. No. I bagged her. Hey, I was staring. I didn't look away when we made eye contact.
She's a busy mom, man. She's got a fucking got no time to eat.
She's got to eat on the go.
You know, fucking
statistically, what percentage do you think of the population are like what you would consider to be active nose pickers? Like, I will confess,
like 70%.
70% active, like daily, multiple times.
Oh man, this is like a masturbation discussion 10 years ago. Everybody masturbates, everybody picks their nose, right?
What? Everybody, I've never masturbated.
Everybody picks their nose.
You've never masturbated?
But he's lying.
Well, I I can honestly
gross.
Say, you know, I have a pretty wide group of acquaintances and friends over the years. I've never had a discussion. I've never had anyone say, yeah, I pick my nose. And I've never, ever caught anybody
eating it.
I've never even caught anybody that I knew, like, picking their nose. You know what I mean?
Never,
like,
saw Katie pick her nose?
Never. Oh, my God. No.
Oh, wow.
I don't think Katie.
I've seen plenty of people pick.
I'm a big nose picker. No. I'm a blower.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what about with your nose, though?
Yeah. That, too.
Interesting.
Well, I'm glad you guys are doing well.
Well, Tim, okay, you never pick your nose, right? Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Seriously, yes.
Did you ever shove a finger up your ass when you masturbated?
No.
No.
Never?
No.
No.
Okay.
I've never done that.
No. Greg couldn't even wait. Like, before he asked me,
I'm just soap fingers?
Boy, yeah, soapy finger helps.
No,
yeah,
those soap fingers, Greg sent you. You can just use one of those.
No, those should get lost up there.
String on it.
String. Now there are two.
It's like a bean.
Soap on a rope.
Two verified scenarios where Bert's got his fingers up his ass.
That's right.
In the shower and masturbating.
All right, I don't do it all the time, but like, you never did it?
50-50? No, I've never done it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, people do it. I won't leave you hanging out there, Bert. I've tried it.
I'm not judging.
Didn't enjoy it, but I tried.
What did you use, an index finger?
Maybe it was the wrong finger.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, that would have been your
next in the left hand.
You got to use your non-dominant hand, I would imagine. Right. So, okay, listeners, Bert went and got a new tattoo last week.
I did?
Yes.
And so I would love to hear everybody's reactions upon seeing Bert's tattoo, because I will be honest, I was absolutely clueless as to what it. Well, I mean, it's a picture. I could see what it was. It wasn't that I didn't know what it was, but I didn't know what it meant or what it represented. What were your guys' reactions?
Yeah, I didn't know either. I thought it was like a happy young man playing with his dog.
Well, it is.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. When I first looked at it, I said, "My God, Stacey, look how skinny that motherfucker is."
What was your comment, Katie? You saw that first picture.
Yeah, I said it looked on the feminine side because it was so small and
oh man,
rosy cheeks boy.
Not the picture. Bert was the feminine, or
no, the tattoo on his thigh. The way it
no,
looked.
You did say, oh, he has a very feminine hip, and I was like, yeah, he's thin.
He's very thin.
He's built like a 14-year-old girl, prepubescent. Well,
he'd make a great twink.
You definitely need to put that picture on your twink.
Yeah, my twink could be good for my twink page.
We're going to put it on the Instagram site, but we wanted to talk about it first.
We'll tease your OnlyFans.
I thought, is it possible that Bert has succumbed to some sort of a Freaky Friday, scenario where he's, He's getting like tattoos of an 18-year-old girl. You know, because he's got that moon and the sun.
The sun and the moon, yeah.
But you know what's funny is that
Carly and his daughter switched.
Actually has a tarot card tattooed on her arm.
Yeah.
That's cool. Which one'd she get?
It's some three-headed cat or some shit. I don't know what it is, but
four of diamonds.
I was like, oh, look, maybe Freaky Friday really happened.
Yeah.
And Bert just made peace with it. And there's a 14-year-old girl living inside him, and he's just going.
Now, to be fair, the girl I do that I've been using for tattoos is she's really good at that style, right?
Sorority girl style?
Sorority girl style, right.
While getting the tattoo, did she accidentally see your junk?
No, well, I don't think so. I had to lay there. I took a towel there, right? But no, I don't think she stole.
Was it a hand towel or a full towel?
I was going to say, like a washcloth?
It was a full-size towel, right? Oh, yeah. But it was kind of weird. Like, I was like, you know, laying there. Well, the thing was, too, like, I started getting tattooed. So, like, I'm laying there, like, with a towel that covered my junk, right? And she's tattooing my hip, right? And it fucking hurt. It actually hurt. Like, it's that when you got on the bone part, right? Mm-hmm. But, and then I had to get up because I started sweating because I'm getting fucking tattooed, right? And it hurts, you know? And I'm like, okay, and I'd sit up and, like, take my fucking sweatshirt off, right? But, yeah, it was kind of weird. But she's cool. It actually felt pretty natural after she started tattooing me. You know what I mean?
Will you nervous she might get a boner?
No, I actually
that would freak me out. I think
she's pretty cute. I think she might be gay though. I like that wouldn't stop me getting a boner.
Trust me, but that full tattoo on your hip, I don't think there's any sexual attraction there from her. So whether she's gay or not, no.
Yeah, but she's fun to talk to. I know. Yeah. Come on.
Sorry.
Oh, well. Other people? Was it like a one artist studio or there?
No,
multiple?
It's a studio where a bunch of tattoo artists rent space, and I got it late in the day after work. So there's one other guy there, and then he did his last job,
so
and he left.
You were there, you know, draws down, you know, fully draws. Exposed.
Draws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pants, draws. What I mean? What do you call
his draws?
Yeah, draws. Draws. Yeah, you never heard that before.
That's a Boston thing. You, though, yeah.
So,
yeah, Boston draw
no,
there.
No like, problem.
Yeah, I've heard drawers.
Yeah, I mean it's like going. I mean it's like a professional setting. I mean she's doing her job, and I'm getting a tattoo.
But I mean like you, so there you are, freeballing it, and there's other people in the space that didn't bother you.
No, I mean,
usually somewhat, you know,
like secluded. Behind a curtain or something.
Yeah. Or there's, you know, there.
Yeah. I mean, there, I could have
see walls half.
He had a towel. Like he had. A
yeah.
Towel.
I had a towel. And you know what? I was laying on a thing. There was only one other dude person there. I was a dude. And, he stuck around and, I in that scenario, I'd actually more be concerned about leaving a woman there with a guy getting a tattoo alone. Right. But, I mean, I could see why someone might think that was a safety issue, right? But I mean, that was no
like
big deal.
A one percenter, like one of those outlaw bikers.
Yeah,
the one to leave her alone.
Yeah, I think like they see my twink ass, they're like, yeah, the fuck, she can kick this guy's ass. No, but I mean, it was cool. I mean, it was not a big deal.
Was she okay with you masturbating while you were getting the tattoo, or did you have to kind of? Yeah.
But if I would have got an erection, that would have been weird.
Did she say what is this that you want to get tattooed, or did she know?
No, she knew it. I told her what it was, right? Yeah. And I was like, you know, take like do it, you know. Actually, I kind of wanted to get her like. I thought she'd put like more of her own individual style into it, but she didn't, right? Mm-hmm. But which is cool. I mean, it's not a total copy, but it's pretty close, right?
Yeah. Once I saw what it was, I mean, I was searching the internet trying to find what it was, and all.
Should
I
we tell
was,
people what it was?
Well, before we do, I think maybe we should probably all share what we thought it was. Right?
Okay, so yeah, that's cool.
Katie is right. So, Goose,
Carly,
I don't know if you
guessed it right away.
She knew exactly.
Did she? Yeah,
exactly.
That's cool.
Like, oh, within okay, 10 yeah. seconds of sending it, she said, "Oh, I know."
I had girl knew no idea at first. I was like, no "Is clue. That like I didn't know if you were fucking with us or not?" First, I couldn't tell what body part it was. Right. You do. I wasn't there yet. And then I was like, what is that? Like, I couldn't figure it out. So I searched the internet, got a lot of pictures of dandies with puppies. You know,
is that what your Google search?
Dandies with puppies. He searched dandy with a puppy.
What did I put in there? I put 15th century, vagabond with puppy because it had
that's
a little
pretty close
right exactly holding a flower. That's yeah, just described,
flower.
I described the picture that I saw, and then I started to share some of the pictures I was getting from the internet.
Oh, that's why you started sending that Italian art. Who was that picture with the paintings that you were sent for?
I don't know the source, but it was that kind of Renaissance.
Yeah,
you know.
I like to think of Tammy searching Tim's like search history. Right. And you're like, oh my God, what is he into? Dandies with
dandies.
Oh my God, dandies with a dog. Jesus Christ, he's gonna leave me.
Goose, did you know what it was?
I had no clue.
No,
I had no clue.
And I didn't spend this amount of time.
Came to my mind. Was, you remember Mr. Peabody and Sherman?
Yeah, yes.
And they had like that little...
the way that's pretty accurate.
They had like Aesop's tales, you know what I mean? Like they would...
Oh, yes.
You know...
oh, yeah.
It was like little cartoon Greeks, you know? And so I was like, oh, that it's kind of reminiscent of like those cartoon Greeks from like Mr. Peabody and Sherman, you know? And I thought, oh, maybe it's like a, you know... sexually ambiguous Socrates or something like that. You know,
sexually ambiguous Socrates.
And I was like, yep.
And I was like, that's exactly what I thought.
And I was like, what is Bert? I mean, I've seen many of your tattoos. Dare I say all of them? And I think, okay, I can see where he's coming from with this one or that one. That one, even for you, I was like, wow, that's interesting. That's not what I would expect. So, but Carly, of course, was like, yeah.
What did Carly think of it? Did she like it? Did she like the idea?
She's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie, your phone. So, all right. So now we know what everybody thought or didn't think or didn't, you know,
I had no thought.
So maybe, Bert, you could share with us what it is. Share with
I got the tarot card image of the Fool, like the classic, the Fool tarot card, right? You can read about what the Fool represents and all that bit, right?
Made us all feel like fools.
What speaks to you about
right?
that?
Well,
it's a tarot card.
I mean, everybody, so it's the idea that you're going into a new endeavor, like with not knowing anything, but you're still going into it because you want to embrace life and you want to see what the hell it's all about. You know what I mean? And we're all fools when we do that, right? And if you let yourself be the Fool, then you're going to learn something, right?
Okay.
And it could end up in disaster, but what the fuck, you know? That's like anything could, right? And you got to risk that if you're going to learn anything, right?
Well, here's the next question. I know you like to show off your tattoos, as we all do. Obviously, you get them for a reason. So does this foreshadow a switch to like Speedo?
I don't even think it would show in a Speedo. It's right on my hip, right? I mean, I kind of got it in place,
but it shows like around the sides of the
body. Yeah, well, actually, that's yours. Actually, looks hot like that because you could see like, oh, there's a little tattoo peeking out, right? It's kind of like a very suggestive. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna. I mean, I can't imagine it's never gonna show anything. You know, even like it's not gonna show in a swimsuit.
That one's just for Michelle.
It's just for Michelle, right? And whoever does my autopsy.
God.
So is there a theme emerging, right? I thought Greg was going there because now, you know, you've got the sun and the moon and those kind of symbols you typically will see with that kind of Renaissance kind of. Is mm-hmm. that or is it just a happenstance?
They're not related. They're not related. They're just like, I just thought they were cool images, right?
This isn't a broad plan, a strategy over several years to.
No, my strategy is give me tattoos.
Give me tattoos.
Find a spot.
Right. Oh, that's a cool idea. I mean, you didn't have a plan for your tattoos, right? You just like.
One emerged eventually, you know, like kind of a loose plan. Like my left arm, more or less Asian motifs, and my right arm. Kind of random standalone tattoos, not exclusively, but there's a lot of band references and literature references in my right arm.
That's cool.
Yeah, kind of loose themes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have any themes.
Let the listeners choose your next tattoo.
Oh, that would be fun.
I like that idea.
That's kind of a different version of give me a tattoo.
Like a Kickstarter campaign. If we get enough donations to your charity of your choice, that, you know, within parameters, you know, you know, we get you tattooed or something.
He's looking nervous.
What? I mean, I could do that. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe I would do that.
Tattoos, no neck tattoos.
Yeah, I mean, nothing
right?
ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, but.
He'd just like a swastika on your back or something.
No.
Not something like that.
Or like the Bad Council logo. You know, that little bitch Trey Weiss from his whatever that podcast was, who said he's going to get our logo tattooed, then he backed out.
I wouldn't get a logo tattoo. I don't know. I'd have to have veto power, and I don't know. That'd be
obviously.
Like, I want to say yes, I would do that, but I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, if you said yes. With veto power, like you know.
Yeah, but then I'm gonna end up looking like a bitch if I freaking veto somebody's tattoo.
What about if we came up with, you know, from listeners? Yes, exactly. Three options, and based upon voting, like, you know, they donate $5 and they vote for whatever option A is. You know, Humpty Dumpty. You know.
You know, and before then, the fall.
Yeah, Hansel,
before, yes.
Hansel and Gretel. Yeah.
Yeah.
We go with
Pittsburgh Steelers logo.
Yeah.
Steelers. No, I wouldn't get a Steelers logo. Oh, maybe I would. I don't know.
Yeah.
See what the fans say.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, there's no tattoo you could name for you or I that would be like, oh, gosh, that's ridiculous. I'd never get that because I have fairly ridiculous tattoos. And
well, that's so true. I do too.
There's nothing that is like, oh, no, I would never cross that line, you know.
So are you saying, Greg, that we come up with the ideas with Bert?
Yeah, and we'll let them listeners chime in. I'm sure Eric.
I have to let the listener do it. We should workshop this, right? We should figure this out. Like,
and then, like a selection. Right. You have a selection. Like, you know, listeners' ideas. You can add ideas.
Three things that Bert can live with, that he agrees he can live with, and we say the size, and he chooses the location and the placement.
It would have to be size dependent, right?
Yeah, of course.
And
like everything.
Yeah, we'd have to. Well, we could talk about it.
Okay, good. Good. I think we're going somewhere with this idea.
And maybe people could submit suggestions on Instagram.
Right. Exactly.
Before we should give her a tattoo.
Sure. Erica, Gary. I don't know, what do you think?
Gary. Gary would fucking love it. I'm going to get tattooed on fucking.
I love it.
Okay. It's funny about getting tattoos. Before we get off this, is like every time I get a tattoo, I'm like, I don't even consider. I'm just like, oh yeah, I want to do this. Here's what I want to get. And then I sit down in the chair and they start tattooing me, and I'm like, fuck, this hurts. Yeah.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, right. In the first two minutes, I'm like, okay, and then you settle in.
Yeah.
When you realize, I have weird pain sensors because I laughed the whole time that he did.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Even on your on the hip at all? It didn't hit. The one I got in my leg didn't hurt at all on my thigh, but the hip
said was going to be painful, and it really wasn't. My ankle they said was going to hurt, didn't.
Ooh, ankle.
Well, you've given birth, right? What's a tattoo?
No, that was an emergency cesarean. I was high. I didn't even know I had a baby. Yeah, they said, do you want to hold her? And I was like, hold who? And they were like, your baby. And I was like, I had a baby? It's all on video. She going,
she's here? What?
And then all they kept saying was, oh my God, why is she so furry? Why does she have so much hair? Her hair was like from her head to her eyebrow. And I kept trying to say the word electrolysis, but I was really high. So I was like, I can't afford electrolysis. Poor child. Mommy loves you.
If you're listening, yes.
Goose would kill for that problem.
Yes. I mean, what?
Well, welcome, Bad Council Podcast Planet. We're so happy you're here with us. Let's get right into the questions. First question. I think my husband is trying to poison me. Mm-hmm. I suspect he's putting something in my coffee. I notice it smells funny, and when I drink it, my eyes get super puffy and swollen. I suspect he's also...
Well, I like the fact that she's like not
still drinking it.
This. She's continuing to drink the coffee, but you know, I'll write to an advice show. Oh. Maybe they'll read my question and give me some thoughts.
I wonder if this listener could be dead.
I'll keep drinking the coffee.
Yeah. I don't want to be impolite.
I suspect he's also adding stuff to my lotions and bath products, which created brown discolorations on my skin. I've now switched to drinking tea, have left decoy shampoos and skin products in the bathroom, and have hidden my quote-unquote good products. My hair and skin improved almost overnight. Last month, I purchased a small camera and hid it in the bathroom, but I think he discovered it and deleted the files. So I moved it to the new location and he put something in front of the lens. I need help. I've been married to this man for 11 years. I don't know what to do. I'm freaked out. Can you help me?
File for divorce.
This is tough, but yeah, maybe get a divorce.
Yeah, I think that's the answer.
Well, I think first you do. I mean, I think you when he's not looking, switch your coffees, right? Yeah. And make him drink the coffee and see what the fuck happens, right?
Yes.
Or like go to the emergency bride. Room and say, "I think I've been poisoned," and get
and get a test.
Put a frame on his ass, you know.
The lotion thing is weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
college. She doesn't give us enough background. I mean, does he hate her?
Oh, honey, you don't need a motive. Come on.
Right, they've been married 11 years.
They've been married.
I'm sure she's probably just nagged the shit out of him and he's sick of her.
Here's the motive. They've been married 11 years.
Got it. I've never actually made it that long, so.
Don't do it. It's hell. Don't do it.
Bert, how easy is it to get your hands on like ricin or anthrax?
Well, I mean, ricin you can actually make it. It comes from immature castor beans, right? I'm sure you could freaking. It's probably scary easy to make, right?
Yes, I mean, like, everyone knows that.
Immature castor beans. Maybe I shouldn't even be talking about this, right?
I've got some in the closet.
Yeah, the that's where, I mean, you could probably isolate it relatively easily. I mean, you'd need to do some analytics to figure out concentration and all that shit, but.
So I'm thinking about framing this guy, right? You know, you get a little
ingredients
for like ricin, and you leave them in the back of his, his Subaru,
right? Or just put plant some fucking immature castor beans in his shit and be like,
right. Exactly. Go to go to your doctor, express your concerns, go file a police report, and then
they find the fucking shit in his fucking car, his glove compartment, right?
Yeah. Or you photograph it, and then you throw down like an old. PI, you get a brown manila envelope and you throw it down on the kitchen table and you say, I know what you've been doing. And I have the evidence that you've been trying to develop ricin to use against me. And, you know, how do you want to play this? You know?
Yeah, could work. Or some other shit. I think like supposedly apple seeds actually have enough like cyanide in them. Right? Like, yeah. So like have like maybe just get like a whole pile of apple seeds too, right? You can plant that shit in it somewhere too, right? And you like frame them.
Exactly.
I like it.
Call like your local undercover reporter. You know, you ever see those things on like Dateline NBC where they
like some dipshit from the local newspaper who like thinks he's like Maury Safer or something or like
Keith
that.
Keith Morrison, you know.
Yeah. Morley Safer. That's the guy's name, right? Did I get Morley the name Safer. Wrong? Morley Safer. Yeah.
Morley Safer. Yeah, he was great.
Morley.
I know this is kind of out of character for me, but if he's got a brother, maybe she should fuck him. Mm. I'm just saying, you know, just to get back at him a little bit. I don't know. I know that's not only my thing, but.
Interesting.
Thinking outside the box this week.
Man, then get a hold of his phone, figure out what the fuck's going on. Like, look at his search history. That's what you do, right?
Yeah,
figure out like.
Of course, she could be out of her mind.
She's probably out of her mind.
Just like Katie like residence with the sudsy smell that was nefarious, even though it smelled good. You know, this chick's probably going through the change, right, honey?
Going through the change.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hormonal. It's
obviously hormonal. She's crazy.
Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, hysterical, hysterectomy, right. Hysterectomy. There's a reason why that root word is the same. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I'm not a misogynist. That's Greg's role.
No, that's Greg's. That's Greg's part.
Well, you know, she could get a little more aggressive with it if she wanted to. Like, you know, Katie mentioned briefly that poor Winston pooped in our bed this weekend by accident, and so maybe she just starts, showing some symptoms of the poisoning just by like shitting. In the bed, like, you know, and just doing like
Amber Heard like
things and saying, you know, I don't know what it is. If I didn't know better, I'd swear I was being poisoned, you know, and you know, I'm sorry, I couldn't get to the bathroom. I had to, poop on your pillow.
You know, so, honestly, on real talk, like, I'm 80% sure this woman's insane and nobody's trying to poison her, right? But she's just like, whatever. But
typical broad.
Yeah.
I bet she's not even funny. Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
That's Ghostbusters.
Obviously.
Honey, go see a psychiatrist. That's our advice to you. You're obviously losing your mind. Leave your husband alone. Poor guy's doing his best.
I'm still trying to poison him, though.
Yeah.
And fuck his brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Or best friend, whatever.
All right. That was a good way to start out the show, right? A little bit of murder, right? A little bit of fucking around on your husband. A little bit of framing. Okay, well, let's get to the next section. So I don't know what we're going to title this yet, but my working title is Gary's Totally Honest and Maybe Mean Observations that are completely endorsed by Greg. So that might be this. That might be a little too long, but I don't know if anyone else
I don't
has
know if you
any.
Say they're completely endorsed by me. I mean, I do find Gary amusing. You know, I will admit that I find him pretty insightful and often amusing.
And I think we all got pretty tickled that you would send us what was said about us and that we would read it. So if it was about me, you would send it to me, a picture of it to me, and I would have to read
it. Okay, you want me to send it to you right now?
Yeah, I knew I was going to lead off, so that's
nice.
Perfect.
Tim's volunteering as tribute.
Listeners, I actually had a conversation with him offline when we were talking about this segment, and I was like, no, it is hurtful. You know, like, you sure you want to see this?
Really?
The more hurtful, the better.
Yeah, well, and yes. I agree with Bert.
And I
know it's getting out of this fucking podcast without some emotional damage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy's been my brother all my life. He terrorized me as a child.
Right. This is going to be like being an Irish kid for an hour.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm reading over the first one. Let me just make sure it looks good. Okay.
Make sure it's hurtful enough.
He's laughing already.
He's laughing.
I know. He's
okay.
He's like,
here it is. Here it comes.
Is it mean enough? That's what he's saying. Like, let's scroll through the 8.
Yeah, I mean,
or 12.
I don't know how mean you think. I'll send it just to you, Tim.
Okay. And then I guess the rules of the game. I read it.
Yeah.
And then we all discuss. Mm-hmm. Okay. There it is.
Get it. All right.
Ready? I'm so excited.
Okay, Tim. Read it out loud.
Okay, hold on.
Now, when Tim and I talked about this offline, because I was like, hey, listen, this is all in the spirit of fun, but I don't want to do something that really hurts your feelings. I feel deferential towards Tim for some reason, you know, because he's been my boss in so many situations.
Still?
Like, I'm not it's, you know, obviously I'm shedding that, but rapidly, but I do still feel that way. And so I was like, I just want to make sure you're okay with this. The other thing I wanted to make sure, and I was right, I said, now, Tim, part of me thinks that you will, no matter what, just assume that I wrote these, that these are my thoughts, and that I'm masking them by calling them Gary's thoughts.
Yeah.
I want that to be true.
But it's not true.
It's not.
Tim was like, well, I know, but maybe you naturally agree with him. I was like, well, there you probably have a fair statement. We are brothers.
Well, and also you have a whole list that you can choose from. So by your ability to edit these, you do have some endorsement, right? Okay. All right. Just started listening to the latest, podcast. Noticed the same opening music to podcast as last week. I would say the music is a very good knockoff of Starship. Not Jefferson Airplane or Jefferson Starship, just Starship and or the theme music to any Andrew McCarthy movie from the 80s. My immediate impulse was to change the channel. Not a bad knockoff of any Starship song would actually be an improvement. Note, a bad knockoff of any Starship song would actually be an improvement.
Ooh, and when Gary said that a while ago, and I was like, oh, Katie, you got to hear this text that Gary just sent about Tim's theme music. And I was like, this would really hurt Tim because, you know, he it's something fun that he enjoys. And he considers himself to be, and rightfully so, knowledgeable about music. And I've never heard him, you know, express respect for Starship. Like, you know, he's not the kind of guy who, like, is into Starship. But, you know, for Gary to zero in on that, you know, it's pretty hurtful, but insightful. I have to say, Tim, after hearing Gary's feedback, I quickly listened to the theme music again. I don't know if you could cue it up for us, like, impromptu, or I could put it in.
But
it is very Starship reminiscent.
So Starship?
It sounds just like Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now.
Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now.
That song so sucked.
I know. Sorry, Bert.
Starship, like... I love that song.
I know. Shh. Remember what we're talking about here. Poor Tim.
Now, what actually bumps me out about Starship is Jefferson Starship, when Mickey Thomas was singing, was actually pretty fucking good.
They're good. They were really good.
Yeah.
I love Jefferson.
It's exactly it.
It's going to stop
us. Nothing's going to stop us now. Oh, that is Nothing's Going to Stop Us.
Yeah. Pretty similar. God, Grace Slick, too.
Terrible. But she was so great in small doses.
My intention was to go for kind of 80s cheese. So I nailed it, then, obviously. So well, thank you, Gary.
The theme song of the show.
Wow. That's a
Welcome
good call.
To Bad Counsel. We're Greg.
Yeah, dude.
Tim.
It's Starship. You all see, right. you've like, that's like
you become Grace Slick.
Like, right.
Grace Slick.
You like that song so much. It's like just, it's not really plagiarism. It's like you heard it and you're just like, oh, that's so great.
I lived in his head for so many years.
Right. Yeah.
I went for 80s cheese and I nailed it.
Hardcore like rap and hardcore guy. But just like many artists, he has mellowed with age. And now that's what his ear hears as good, you know, sadly.
Yeah. And that was the theme for the movie Mannequin, right?
Right.
The Mannequin.
Exactly. That's what Gary said. Like any, you know, Starship. Andrew McCarthy movie from
that. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm actually a little bit disappointed, Gary, because I thought he could have been a lot more mean than that. I mean, that was
Bert,
like,
I'm with you 100%, buddy.
Like, Gary, you're dropping the ball here, man.
It's just the first step.
That was soft.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do better, Gary. I mean, come on.
I have a whole...
Bring it, bud.
Who's
next?
Why are you asking for this, Bert?
Well, that's the only one I have so far for tonight. I have to admit, Tim, that I had to tell Gary that you need to start finding mean things to say about the rest of us, not just Tim.
Yeah, stop with the low-hanging fruit.
So after Gary sent that, I wrote, you know, I wrote something. And a while later, he wrote, I'm serious, though. That makes me want to change the station.
Well, the funny thing is he couldn't even sing the words to that song anyway. Everything is totally different words. He wouldn't even know. So that's why he said Starship as opposed to the title.
Let's see.
Anything else? You got anything else? Is it just one victim per show, or
send it.
It's whatever strikes his fancy. I haven't put many parameters on him. I could set another one about you, Tim.
One more about Tim.
Yeah, sir. Is it good? Sure. You're laughing. Send it to him.
I find Gary funny. I do.
So far, we don't.
We got the better.
Hopefully, he ramps it up after this little.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Do better, Gary.
Ship the job to Erica if you can't handle it.
Yeah, I'm fucking Erica. I bet Erica could do better.
Yeah, roast us.
She's mean. I mean, she's boring as fuck, but she's mean.
Maybe she's not boring when she's mean.
I'm actually
saying
this. Just teasing Erica.
No, you totally have to say, here, send it to me and I'll read it.
No. He's got to send it to me.
Okay. All right.
Are you sending it?
At the end, I tell you.
All right.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting there. I have to crop out my responses.
See? Give me more, Gary, right? Oh, that's so fucking funny. I wish I had said that.
My response. That is awesome.
Do you get it?
I'm sending it. Oh, boy.
Okay. What are we going to do with that picture of Gary passed out with his mouth hanging open?
I don't know.
That's a horrible picture.
You're right.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Michelle just shut up and gave me my fiver.
This is more what you guys were looking for. You know, Tim mocks people for going on and on. which I want to say, Goose, you just did. It wasn't me. It was Goose. His voiceovers, yikes, so long that lose track of the transition. By the way, your reaction to them is priceless, a mix of confusion, annoyance, pity, and begrudgingly supportive.
That's the deference.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He was my boss.
Yeah. I didn't put them up to those, Tim.
Nah, wait. Those are great. Yeah, those are great. So. I agree with them. They are too long. Like, they have to be. I've tried to keep them short, but then I listen to them on the show and I'm like, oh my God, 30 seconds is way too long.
Oh my God, Tim, he's busting your balls and you're agreeing with him? Come on.
Yikes.
Yeah, Gary writing yikes.
Yikes.
Jeepers, Gary. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for sending them. Gary, thank you for listening and caring enough to share your thoughts.
Yes.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing. Is that what should we call the segment?
Seeing ginger.
Sharing is caring.
The meaner is funnier.
Sharing is caring with Ginger Gary.
Seeing ginger. Destructive criticism.
All right. We'll make him a nice long theme song intro for his.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, Katie. Jesus Christ.
No more. Gary will have a lot to say to that.
Can you make it in the vein of Phil Collins?
Yeah, right, exactly.
We decided, honestly, on this trip we were on last weekend, we decided that you have now ruined Phil Collins for us as well. Because if we hear it playing anywhere, all we do is talk about you.
Yeah.
For like 5 minutes. We're like,
and that sucks, apparently.
That ruins it? No, we're like, but you can't even listen to a Phil Collins song. And then we have to discuss, why does Tim hate him so much?
I've explained this.
It becomes like, oh.
I like
that's actually really cool.
I just put Paper Late on my Spotify playlist.
Yeah, Home by the Sea. Good, I like that song.
Yeah, there's some great old jazz.
No more Phil Collins songs.
Really?
I just can't listen.
Phil Collins on his own sucks.
Well, I mean, I like that You Can't Hurry Love remake.
It's kind of weak.
I like it.
Talk about 80s schmaltz. That's
80s schmaltz.
I'm not trying to pass myself off as Rick Rubin. So
you could do worse.
That's right.
It brings me bad luck when I hear Phil Collins. That's why.
Greg, are you taking notes for your baseball league?
Yeah, exactly.
Just leaving voicemails of Phil Collins. Right.
No, Tim, is that because did you listen to Phil Collins the night you met Tammy? Is that why you feel that way?
I don't know. I'll let Tammy know you asked that. So we'll
I'm texting right now. I never said that.
Susudio.
Whew, good thing you can't sing.
Yeah, Susudio was a terrible song.
Yes.
One of the worst ever.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That was fairly painless. I thought it was
more.
Well, good.
Gary's got to step up his fucking game.
I could have had the same criticisms myself. So. I think Katie's response.
I was more hurtful than Gary.
Having to think of you was painful.
You were.
That's a little much.
No, just that we can't enjoy the song because we end up talking the whole time.
Tim hates this. All right, let's change.
Yeah, that's what we do. The song comes on, and we're like, Tim would hate this song. I don't know, he hates it so much. Okay, just change the song.
And then you're halfway into the first verse, and it's like, just change it. I don't want to think about Tim on my day off.
My day off. I never said that.
You said it with your body language just a few minutes ago, Katie. All right.
Body language.
I'm so glad I found you.
Gary.
I'm not gonna lose you.
Gary.
Whatever it takes, I will stay here with you.
Gary.
Take it to the good times.
Gary.
See it through the bad times. Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
With you, Gary.
Let them say we're crazy.
Gary.
What do they know? Put your arms around me,
Gary.
Baby, don't ever let go. Let the world around us just fall apart.
Gary.
We can make it if we're heart to heart.
Okay, next question. 2 days ago, my mother-in-law used the bathroom, and while in there, she saw what she thought was a delicious Lindt chocolate bar, poking out of my toiletry bag. Unable to resist, she ate about a quarter to a third of the bar, correctly thinking I wouldn't mind if it was my chocolate, as I'm always willing to share. However, as you can probably guess, it was a shroom chocolate bar.
Awesome. Oh.
What happened? Mother-in-law had a panic attack on the come up, has no idea what's happening, thought she was having a heart attack. She calls an ambulance while the rest of us are out of the house and checks herself into the hospital.
Good.
Eventually, after much panic and drama and fear, we figure out what has happened. Mother-in-law is rattled, having never done drugs, but physically is fine. Now, everyone is angry with me. How can I get out of this one clean?
Why the fuck are they angry with you?
Why are they angry with you?
Like, they fucking, you go.
She
like,
stole your food.
She ate right. his chocolate.
Like, don't you teach, like, little kids that they don't go around right. eating shit? They don't know what the fuck it is. Right?
I told you guys that chocolate. Time my mom ate that weed cookie that I had left in her freezer. She wanted to call the hospital. She was crazy. but she was blaming me afterwards, too. I'm like, who eats cookies that they don't know where they came from that are just randomly in a Ziploc in your freezer?
If it's my freezer, I probably wouldn't feel too freaked out about eating
you
it.
You know, you didn't put those cookies there. They're just
she assumed it was a family member, and exactly. It's probably not poison.
Who puts food in there and leaves it in the bathroom? Who stores food in the bathroom?
And you eat it. There's food. Oh, look, I found food in the bathroom, so I ate it.
When I go to work and I go take a leak, I always leave my coffee outside of the bathroom, right?
Yes.
Isn't that like the normal protocol?
I don't
set
it anywhere. I carry it. I have guys at work that I see them putting their coffee mugs on top of the urinal. Like, not even a shelf. Like, Katie, you don't see urinals, but like in stadiums now, it's become popular to have a shelf, like kind of at eye level where you can put your beer, which I think is a good idea under the circumstances for a concert or whatnot.
I guess I could see that.
But I don't do it, but I can see doing it. But I just, not for me. I don't want to take in, I just hold it in my hand. You know what I mean? Coffee mugs on their urinals, and it's like, oh, God, no, I couldn't quite do that.
I worked at a place, I was 18 years old, it was a printing company. Guys on their break, if they had the shit, they take their donut and their coffee into the stall in the bathroom. I've seen them do it. I'm like, what? She goes, my break's only 15 minutes, I gotta eat what I
eat. Multitask.
Wow. And so a lot of times, at one time I saw a guy bring a donut, but I've seen a couple of guys bring coffees into the stall with them. They want to have their coffee.
I have a coffee next to me at my house, right? On a sink, right? But
it's
like at a public restroom.
That are going to accidentally drink. Accounting's pubes. You know what I mean?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
So I actually have gone to the hospital emergency room after taking too many mushrooms, right? And it's, I told that story here, but I kind of wonder what the woman went through in the emergency room, right?
Well, she's got a screw loose to be like eating things out of somebody's medicine bag, you know?
Yeah,
in the bathroom.
Yeah, their makeup bag.
You know, in the bathroom.
It reminds me of a story from another beloved cast member, friend of the show, Adrian. A couple of years ago, he was in Brazil with his wife. Katie knows this story. And I called him. He was in Brazil during the holidays with his wife. And I called him one day and I was like, hey, man, how's the trip going? He's like, oh, it's been awful. I'm like, why? What happened? He's like, this is back when he was drinking a lot. And he's like, well, something terrible happened yesterday. And I was like, what? What happened? He's like, well, I was drunk and I got up in the middle of the night. And I went into the bathroom and I saw this bottle of water there. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll just drink this bottle of water. But it wasn't water. Cleaning product.
It's like a moment.
I was like, oh my God. He was like, yeah, I was taking my medication. And I just saw this. I just grabbed this bottle of water off the bathroom counter and I started drinking. And it was a cleaning product. And I began projectile vomiting all over the house. And I was like, Jesus. Why would you pick up a bottle of water that's on the bathroom sink? He's like, I don't know. I thought they just left it there, perhaps, you know?
Yeah.
But he got violently ill. And then he got attacked by dogs the next day.
Sounds like he deserved it.
Sounds like it was not a good trip.
His wife's family's dogs attacked him for some reason.
Someone's trying to kill him?
He's like, dogs in America love me. They hate me in Brazil. The dogs in Brazil hate me.
So, I think I might actually have a good idea for this listener. Okay. So what I would say is tell your family that you've been following a psilocybin protocol for depression and anxiety, right? And, mm-hmm. and, so you had these mushrooms and they're safe and And so she, grandma took some, and it's no big deal. And, you know, let them know the toxicity data because they're not toxic, right? So fucking tell
them that's lighten up, everybody. I've checked
that's some bullshit that will work
on this, these mushrooms. Grandma's all right. Well, I've a couple more aggressive routes you could potentially go in this situation. One would be I would apologize profusely and just try to, you know, let it pass, let the moment pass. But then I would start a campaign of drugging my mother-in-law, you know, unbeknownst to her, so that you can say, listen, you know, I don't think it was the mushrooms. I think she's got some serious mental illness, and like have her baker act it, you know.
Nice.
And mother-in-law's gonna say, well, no, I didn't eat anything else that I wasn't identified, but the daughter-in-law is like slipping her things, you know, so that she appears to be insane. You know, so then it's she did have some of my mushrooms, but that doesn't explain why she took her blouse off and was walking down the street last Thursday. You know,
what would you dose her with? I think you dose her with ketamine or LSD.
Yeah, there you go. Sure,
ketamine. That's like, why are my arms 14 feet long? you really fuck with her.
Or roofies, just mix it up, have fun. Oh, you know, because then you won't be able to roofies. Zero in on it. You know, she's acting bizarrely in many different ways. You know, sometimes super aggressive. You know, sometimes she's out of it. You know what I mean?
Maybe we should hook this listener up with the other listener's old man.
Yeah, there you go.
They could have a collab.
Yeah. This episode's all about poisoning. So that's one strategy.
Yeah, that's a strategy, right? So first one was immediately like, you all reacted strongly.
Confront her with data. Confront the family with data. Yeah. Like, this is safe. Sorry, mom had a bad experience, but she'll be better for it in the long run. That's Bert's solution.
I would go over the top and start labeling everything in my house.
Right. Yeah. Oh, doorknob. Pen.
Do not eat. I do not eat on everything.
Do not eat.
I get my label on the ground and just start making do not eat labels. Well,
that is passive aggressive right there.
I am passive aggressive.
Yeah, that was.
That's the other thing I was going to suggest is, you know, and start having your items from around the house show up in grandma's purse. Like, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
I left some mushroom chocolates out that I shouldn't have, but she's a thief, you know? And so, like, you know, first she took my chocolate, and then, you know, those are my diamond earrings in her purse, you know?
Labeled do not eat. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I think when originally, like, everyone's reaction originally was like, what the fuck? Why are you mad at me? Like, I didn't do anything wrong. So there's that. Then there's the Bert, right? Just use science, right? Hey, nothing's wrong. Or go on the offensive, Greg. I love it.
Yeah, there's something wrong with eating in the bathroom. Like, Bert, you said it. Like, in your own bathroom, it's fine. It's your own germs and your own filth. You know, who cares, right? I don't mind. I like my own filth. But, like, you know, I've seen pubes wind up in some strange places in public restrooms.
Ew.
Yes, I know.
Lined up? Wind up.
Like spelling out messages?
They're like writing words with pubes.
Tell a story in pubes.
Hey, Tom, I gotta go here. Are you gonna be done? I don't know what you're doing over there. Are you gonna be done anytime soon?
I'm making pube art.
I'm lining up my pubes. No, they wind up in strange places. Okay. Like, I've seen pubes on walls. I've seen them on the top of urinals. You know, and I've seen, like, really, like, mustache-length pubes. And it's like, oh, what's happening? How's that happening? And so I don't want anything that is ever going to go near my mouth to be, you know, like, unattended near that sort of situation.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. It's disgusting. And that's men's bathroom. Women's bathrooms are, inherently worse.
Sounds like a war zone in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The women are disgusting.
Oh, God. Everybody sat down. We could all sit down.
That's right.
Filthy creatures.
I continue my campaign.
Yeah.
All right. Well, well done, team. Thanks. Gary, this is for you.
Oh.
Oh, what happened?
You love it and you know it. And welcome to Bad News, where our esteemed panel discusses news stories of the day that impact you. Yes, you, dear listener. I should stretch this part out a little longer, I think, right
and
here.
Tonight's story is...
Bizarre moment with sovereign citizen as he threatens to fine a cop. The officer is baffled by the strange interaction with the man believed to be part of the sovereign citizen movement. Panel, are you aware of these sovereign citizens out and about?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're whack jobs.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. So they just basically say, hey, you know what? It's like the I didn't ask to be born moment when you have with your parents, right? It's like, I didn't ask to be subject to the laws of this land. Or like Braveheart, you know, never once in my life did I, you know, swear loyalty to that king. He's like, it matters not. He's still your king. You know, these sovereign citizens are out there, like, you know, whatever rule that they get in trouble for, they don't want. And I see them, I run across them in my Karen videos sometimes, where they don't have license plates or they don't have driver's licenses. And they tell the cops, like, I don't have to have a driver's license. This isn't a commercial vehicle. You know, you don't need to have a driver's license. I'm not, you know, I don't consider myself a citizen of the United States. I'm my own sovereign citizen. And it's just such a, you know, a weak argument, because then they're also like, hey, I have rights. You're supposed to do this and that. And I'm waiting for some cop. Yeah. And it's probably never going to happen, but some cop to say, listen, you know, you can't say that you're not beholden to the laws, but then ask for the protection of the laws in the same breath, you nitwit. But they're not thinking like that. They just want to get their cameras off so they can beat the guy. That's what they're thinking. What justification is like, yeah, turn my body cam off so I can feed this guy some boot.
The beat down he so richly deserves. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. Like, I want to like those guys. Like, I know, I get it. There's too many rules and frickin', you know, and you get pushed around all the time and eventually get sick of it. You know, I vibe with that feeling. But come on, dude. Like, the idea that you're like a sovereign citizen, like, you like, whatever. Ridiculous. I saw those kids in high school who, like, you know, just whatever. They just took shit too far.
I could see you having some sympathy towards them, though, Bert.
I do have some sympathy for them. I think there's a bunch of fucking laws that get passed that freaking there should never be laws, right?
Right.
Yes. Most of them, right? But like, but yeah, you're a sovereign citizen. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? The other thing that was interesting there, that was Canadian. It all happened in Canada, in Canada.
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 Polite fascist.
Polite fascist. Ooh. But yeah, it was interesting. Mike, did you watch it?
I did not. I yeah, I'm sorry. I spaced on the
Tim,
homework.
What do you think?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. So that was in Canada?
It was in Canada.
Canada.
Wow. Canada.
I thought it was Australia, so I probably didn't I probably didn't read it too closely.
They're all bootlickers of royalty.
Yeah, right.
Canada, Australia.
There's a difference.
All fucking bootlickers.
Can somebody explain the Canada and Australia? They're pretty much the same, right?
Yeah. The Australians are the criminals, the descendants of, you know, criminals, and they live among the giant hopping rats, man-sized hopping rats in Australia.
But they make great reality TV shows.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's right. There you go.
They really
I don't know. I think I do think there is a sovereign citizen movement, but I think it's led by billionaires, frankly, because they are, you know, essentially above the law anyway. So that's my thought.
But the sovereign citizens you see are usually in cars that they, you know, they become a sovereign citizen because they didn't want to go get their car re-registered.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Get fun car inspected.
Yeah. 3750, you know, it's about time I embrace sovereign citizenship now.
I can't get my shit past inspection. I'm a sovereign citizen.
I'm now a sovereign citizen.
Exactly.
So next time you call 911, we'll note that you are a sovereign citizen.
Exactly.
You've got to have
Tim, it does say he's a New Zealand man.
Oh, it was New Zealand?
New Zealand.
We were all wrong.
I thought it was Canada.
It was Canada. It does say he's a bootlicker right here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. King Charles.
It does say it is.
Bootlicker. Okay, well, next week we'll get a different story, maybe get a little more interest from the panel.
Sorry.
Last question. No, thanks for contributing. It kind of sucks trying to have it all figured out myself, so that was good. The rest of your team let you down, Greg. Okay, so...
Gary let us down. The rest of your team let us down.
Maybe Gary can start sending us articles if he wants to be so much a part of the show.
Took it all with good humor, but now it's coming. You know,
Tim has some passive aggressive.
The last
you can't say anything about Gary, or it's going to be a reaction to what he wrote.
We got to do something funny with that picture, Gary. Like make some.
It's
like,
such a good picture. It should be.
It
me.
Is such a good
really
picture.
Should
yeah, it should be me.
He's passed out that one.
Yeah. I think we can come up with some cute memes.
I've seen that was
we should just put Greg. A we should just put a yeah, bubble cool. around it, like well, he's gonna say something and like yeah. And set it out
and then ask people you know. To fill in the bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
That's a good idea.
Let's see if someone does it. Okay, all right, so next question, last question, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My husband calls his parents mummy and daddy. Uh-huh. I can't help but cringe every time I hear him on the phone referring to his parents as mummy and daddy.
Is he British?
He only does it when speaking to them or his brother. For example, what's daddy up to? Can you ask mommy to do XYZ? I just feel like it's a bit of a turnoff. If you guys agree, how can I get him to quit it? If you don't agree, you are all
Well, we're f-tards. Those are that's yeah, a I false agree. Choice. We're f-tards anyway, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Regardless.
Can you say f-tard anymore? Is that where is the whole?
Oh, no, you probably shouldn't, but.
You probably shouldn't.
Okay, I'm just reading that.
What yeah, yeah. The saint said, make love
No, I think the part is the part. It's like,
yeah. Not the fuck part. Gotcha.
That was awesome. Good.
So yeah, I mean, just tell him, look, dude, you call. I got to listen you say you mommy and daddy, and my vagina dries up. So why don't you stop it?
Yeah, exactly. Dry like the desert. One more mummy, we're done.
Like it's gonna take me 3 days to get that out of my head and Reagan get moist Ugh. Again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gross.
Get moist again.
How old are you?
All right.
I mean, how old are you when you stop calling your parents mommy and daddy? Like 8?
Oh,
six,
yeah,
seven?
Like 7?
Under
yeah.
10, yeah.
Mid-20s or something, yeah.
Because by 10, you're like, no, that's not cool anymore.
What's a family? His brother does it, too. It's
somewhat of a Southern thing, though, isn't it, Katie? You're a Southern girl. But you were raised by Yankees, but...
Yeah, I think that's...
A British thing?
Florida Southern's a little different than Southern.
Yeah.
That's a true statement.
Yeah, it sure is. Nobody here is Southern. They're all just
Well, I can say, and I hate this, Stacy sometimes, when talking to our daughter, refers to me as daddy. Oh, you want daddy to do this? Or well, to the dogs, the pup, we have two dogs. Oh, you want daddy to take you out or put you out? It's like, why are you calling me daddy? That's, you're fucking creeping me out. Don't do
well,
that.
I mean, it's always one thing when she does it, but like if your daughter would do it. Like,
Well, my daughter never, she's called me dad since she's like from 5 on. I was hardly ever daddy. She's still, I don't like that.
We refer to Winston,
I'm not a fan.
And as it relates to Winston, Katie and I refer to each other as mommy and daddy.
Right? My kids refer to me by my first name.
Yeah, they do. I love that. That's the best. Yeah.
Fucking Bert.
that's a creepy thing.
Yeah. What was her specific question again?
If you guys agree, how can I get him to quit it? So you already put one out there, Bert. It's just holding JJ back, right? Yeah. So that's always going to work.
That's just going to make him cheat on you, though. He's going to justify his cheating. Yeah.
Right.
Or start in public referring to him as like daddy. Or have you seen, there was a, what was that show? Actually, there's some show out there. I'm not going to give him credit because I can't remember. But in public, they'll be, they'd film themselves out in public. Those can't think. No, it was a bunch. It was four comedians. These guys who
Impractical Jokers.
Yes, the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, we love that.
And they're referring to themselves as mommy and daddy out in public, like in a supermarket. Mommy, did you want to get these grapes? Oh, daddy, I think those grapes would be fantastic. And it was just, oh my god, it was cringe. I was like, so just
She should start saying him stuff like, and also saying like, do you think you should call your mummy?
Yeah.
Should call daddy?
Right, exactly.
She should embrace it.
And see how he reacts.
Call him Poppy.
Exactly. Yeah. Start calling him Poppy.
Yes.
What if he likes it? That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Well, then you
That's
get rid of him.
Another issue.
Yeah.
Then the relationship's over. Sorry.
Exactly. It's so great hearing about like what fucking married couples hate about each other.
Maybe we'll do another segment, right?
Let's
do
that.
It's fucking gold.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get our
listeners to say about what they hate about their spouses. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Timmy will have a shit ton of stuff. I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hates Stacy Phil is Collins. Not allowed.
Number one.
Oh my God. You don't have it. You don't have a time for me.
I get the impression that Michelle is your number
Michelle
one
likes
fan.
You.
Oh yeah, I'm sure she is, but the but I piss her off too.
Yeah. Yeah, so start going over the top. Lean into it, as Jack would have said, and start referring to his parents as mummy and daddy as well. You know?
Get on board.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's two good options, right? There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Right. All right, beautiful people. This was fun.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Hope you'll have a great
rest. I hope Gary does some fucking work before the next time we get
here. Right. I know. Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm so nervous. Yeah, shit was tomorrow.
Weak. Nah, you'll be fine.
Don't be nervous. Yes,
good luck. Yeah. You'll kill us.
I used to love like the first 2 weeks of a new job because you're not responsible for anything. It's like,
yeah, that's true. That's the good part.
Yeah, Greg, the rest of us have some real work and some things to talk about. Why don't you go take a 2-hour lunch? It's like, okay.
Yeah, right. I'd have a few martinis.
Yeah.
You'll be great. Don't worry about it, Katie. You're awesome.
All right.
Yeah. I can't imagine a group of people not liking you, Katie. It's going to be great.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's so social. She knows the business that she's in very well. They're mm-hmm. going to be like, oh, my gosh, where has this lady been all our lives? She's fantastic.
Locked away.
Exactly. Yeah, right? Literally.
In a crazy place.
All right. Well, and enjoy, if you're a baseball fan, enjoy opening day this week.
Yeah.
I know. Me too, Greg. I'm right there with you. I'm excited. The Red Sox aren't going to do much. There you go. Look at that.
Hey, did Duquesne win last night?
No, they lost. They got destroyed. Well.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big of a surprise, right? I mean.
No, I mean, they won their first round game. That was a big upset. So.
Yeah.
I have this thing with the NCAA tournament. I always bet the 12 seeds to beat the fives. And at least twice every tournament, if not more, the 12 seeds beat fives. So I won like $100 yesterday.
Nice.
Not 12 seeds.
Yay.
Grand Canyon University, Tim.
Yeah, I know. How about Grand that? Canyon, you know, quite a few people over there.
Yeah, we sure do.
I hope everyone else has a good week.
Yep.
Likewise. Yes, have a great week, everyone.
All right, don't hang up, people.
Thank you.